I would like to say to police officers or security people, SWAT teams, whatever it is, please, please inform yourself whose agenda you are supporting. This whole thing is only possible because you are part of protecting it. You took your badge and swore an honor to protect the people of your country, not terrorizing them. What is going on now is you are terrorizing the population. There is no honor in that, no honor whatsoever. And people, history will not look back with mild eyes on actions like that. I say, please, for your own and your family's well-being, inform yourself whose agenda. You are there to protect the population. Do that. Do that. Because also, you have to understand that the people whose agenda you are working for, they could not care less about you. You are, as soon as you are not needed, or if you start making any type of problems, you are out. You're an empty uniform and you will be taken care of. There's no loyalty on their part. They see you only as a power tool, and as soon as you don't fit, you're out. So I know that it's great that you can pay your mortgages with your wages, that you can take care of your family, all of these things. I totally respect that. But see your actions. You are responsible for your actions, just as I am for mine. You have a badge and a nice uniform and a big gun. That does not give you the right to terrorize people. It gives you the right to defend people. That's what you're here for, to defend and stand for law and right and order. You just do that. When it comes to soldiers, it's almost the same, I'm going to say to you, but it's more tragic on your part because you enlist, most of you, I believe, enlist with the idea that you're doing something good, that you're going to defend liberty and rights and democracy, that you're going to liberate other countries and so on. You have to understand you are being duped. You are being lied to on a scale that you cannot imagine. You are being made into killing machines, absolute killing machines with no brain, that can just be ordered to destroy and kill whatever that they point at. Their agenda is death and destruction to innocent people in innocent countries, and the only thing your part is as a brutal enforcer for their greed, taking over innocent countries for drugs and oil and other sinister things that helps destroy this beautiful planet. Please inform yourself, you as well, whose agenda you are serving. Because once you find out, you will see, and hopefully you will do that, you will wake up before you soil your soul with the blood of innocent people, because you are the one who have to live with that. It is you who did the, you pulled the trigger, you shot that child, or that woman, or that innocent guy. In the name of greed, somebody else's greed. And once again, they don't give a shit about you. You are an empty uniform. If you say anything that doesn't fit in, you're out. And I understand that your financial situation with your family and your benefits and so on, that they're important and it's hard to pull out and so on. But for your own sake and for the sake of your soul, get out it before it's too late, or wake up at least so that you know that you are aware of what you're doing. Doesn't matter if anyone gives you an order, you have, it is you who do that. You have to live with your actions. And look, the streets of the States are filled with war veterans. They're being conducted medical experiments on these poor people, you know, with different mustard gas and Operation, or no, what are they called, Agent Orange, and all kinds of things. And these people, they come home thinking they're heroes and are treated like trash. They don't even get get a worthy life or living a house to live in. It's, you have to wake up. I beg you, wake up. And also, everyone who is part of constructing all of these 800 FEMA camps, who are working in these FEMA camps, who are the electricians, the truck drivers that supply them, the ones that make food for them, the whoever, the, you know, the people that fit toilets and so on, all of you must have thought, this is a bit of a weird place, isn't it? You have to see the scheme, what is going on, and what they're doing, they're constructing concentration camps with a one-way door. And this door opens for everyone, including you, the people who have helped them, if it fits their agenda. It's time to stop this madness. It is time to stop it. That's the main thing, that we stop it. And it, this can only go on because we are helping them. They're a small group of like a couple of thousand people, and we are 9 billion. It's an absolute joke that we are buying into this. It's like the Wizard of Oz. You come to this castle, and there's this massive voice saying, be fearful, whoa, 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 whoa. But if we stand up in truth and courage and we dare to come closer, we will discover it's just a small of old men, mostly, sitting behind a curtain with a big microphone and a massive amplifier saying, we're powerful, we are powerful, and you are weak, you are weak. Absolutely not true. The real power of a pyramid is in the base, not the top. If we say stop, it stops. If we wake up, it stops. If we stay asleep, it continues. And our grandchildren and all of them have to pay, because this will be for generations and generations if it doesn't stop here.